Okay, we're on Peches Amud Beis, 15 lines on the bottom. El Amar Abaye. Okay, so closing in on the Pshat in Rabbi Shimon at the end of the Mishnah. So, if you remember, Rabbi Shimon said, "Kol zman shehi tovas ksubasa yorshi mashbinosa, v'imeina tovas ksubasa eina yorshi mashbinosa." So it's if she's collecting her tzuba, then they can, the Yorshim can make her swear. If she's not collecting her tzuba, then they can make her swear. That was Rabbi Shimon's statement, and we've been trying to figure out what he was referring to, what was he going on, what does he mean, and we weren't successful. So now we're finally, we said, closing in on the pshat. Ela marabaye, aha. So what is Rabbi Shimon going on? The following. He says to her, he writes to his wife, Kasav Laz, this is from our Mishnah, right? Neder Ushvua Ainli Alaich Eino Yechol Hashbia. If he writes that I'm not going to, I don't have any Neder Ushvua on you, then he can't make her swear, or nor her Yorshim, etc. Chule. And he writes, Neder Ushvua Ainli Velo Li Yorshai Velo Abayim Virshusi Alaich Veal Yorshaich Veal Abayim Virshuseich. This again, we saw in the Mishnah, if he says, I'm not going to have any Neshua, not me, and not my Yorshim, and not those that come to Yeshusi, none of those people that I sold my Nechasim to. None of us are going to have any Neshua, not on you, Aleich, and not on your Yorshim, and not on those that come in Yeshusi, which we saw was if she sold her Aksuba. Ein yachol lashbia lohu v'lo yorshav v'lo abayim b'yorshusi. Nobody could make her or them swear. Lohi v'lo yorshav v'lo habayim b'yorshusa. Okay, so that's what we saw in the Mishnah. I was like, that's so now. On that, that's what Rabbi Shimon was referring to. Okay, and he held v'ata Rabbi Shimon lemeimar that kozman shetovat ksubasa yorshim ashbinosa. That even if he writes such a thing, if she wants to collect her ksuba, regardless if he wrote him, he said, not me, not my Yorshim, whatever, when it comes to the ksuba, in any case, they can make her swear. That was the kozman shetovat ksubasa yorshim ashbinosa. And this should sound familiar, because the kamiflagi bifluta da abashal ben ima Miriam, that we saw that, in fact, that was the shita we saw a couple of days ago of Abba Shaul ben Ima Miriam, right? That, in fact, even if he wrote that he's not going to make her swear, whatever, the Yorshim still have the right, in any case, to make her swear. And therefore, that is Rabbi Shimon. He's holding like that shita, as the Gemara concludes over here. It's the plusa de Rabbi Shaul be Miriam Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon Kabashaul be Rabbanan Kerabbanan. So he's holding like this Abba Shaul that in any case, whether he writes or not, the Yorshim can always make her swear when she's collecting her ksuba, and as opposed to Rabbanan who argue. Okay, so as we'll see, we're half the way there. Maski flower of Papa. Hatina, chosmacha tovas ksubasa, fine. But eina tovas ksubasa maikalamemer. Meaning the first half of the statement, good. We explain nicely that that's where Rabbi Shimon meant. Anytime he's collecting the ksuba, it doesn't matter. Collecting ksuba can always make her swear. But that's only half of Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Shimon also said the other half is that if she's not collecting ksuba, he can't make her swear. What does that have to do with anything? So that's what the Gemara is asking. Matki flara rapapa, what Maikala Meima was the second half coming to tell me. El Amara Papa. So this Ella Amar Papa, even though normally Ella usually in the Gemara means forget what we just said, okay, I'll give you a new shot. No, it negates the previous. This isn't negating completely the previous. We're still keeping the first half of the statement of Rabbi Shimon, what he said, that's the explanation of it. Now we're still keeping, except the second half, which we said doesn't have an explanation. He's just adding, giving now an explanation to the second half of his statement. Okay, so what is the second half that if she's not collecting her suba, she can't? She can't make her swear. That is lafuke midrabbi Eliezer umachalukto. So this is he's coming to exclude Rabbi Eliezer and machalukto. What is that? That's what we saw, if you remember, in the Mishnah towards the end, that if the husband puts her in his store, whatever, makes her work, she works for him, then he could make her swear. Anytime he wants, he can pull out a shvuah and say, I don't trust you, whatever, and make her swear at any time. And Rabbi Eliezer, if you remember, he even went further. He said not only can he make her swear on the business stuff, but even on, remember, Pilcha Visasa, even on daily things, if he doesn't trust her, that he's taking her his dough or whatever, he can make her swear. So on that, this is where Rabbi Shimon is arguing. He said, no, only if he's collecting ksuba, fine, they can make him swear. But Eina Govav, if she's not collecting her ksuba, if that's not why she's coming here, then they cannot make her swear. Right? Not for the pilcha, isasa, not for the business, nothing. You can't make her swear for these things, as opposed to Rabban. So this is that's the second half of Rabbi Shimon. So it comes out that each two halves of Rabbi Shimon are basically coming for two different things, right? The first part of a statement is coming to say that only even though he said I'm not going to make you swear, but Yorshim can still make her swear for the ksuba, and that's like Abishol and Miriam. And the second half of the statement is to argue with the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer, and who say that they can make her swear for all these different things, and he says, no, ain't a gazah, not like next to it, can't make her swear. That's the second half. Okay, so let's see it in Rashi. Ella Marabai. Right. Okay, Elamar Abaye. So, Aresha Pali. So, it comes out that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the beginning. The Amar, it says in the Aresha, Kasav la neder v'shvua v'chule, the Petura mina shvua, afilu keshinifrat mina yasomim, that the Tanakamel, that she's pater from the shvua, even if the yasomim, she's talking from them, no ksuba, if he wrote it, I'm not going to have any shvua. The Asa, Rabbi Shimon Lemeimer, he's arguing, he says, no, Kol Zman Shetavas Ksubas Mehem, as long as he's collecting from the Yisomim, Mashbi Nosa, he can make her swear, Ki Abba Shaul Ben Ima Miriam, the Amar Leel, who said before, Maaseh, Sharei Yamru, Habali Parah Minichzi Yisomim, Loi Parah, Loi Bishrua, as we said, that was Shita Abba Shaul. He says, what can I say? Very nice, he wrote all these things, but you collect from Yisomim, you have to swear. And that's exactly how Rabbi Shimon is holding. That's what he says. Kol's man, you're collecting suva. They can make her swear. Uplegi Rabbanan alead Abashal. And this is Rabbanan are arguing. But Rabbi Shimon is therefore like Kabashaul, and Rabbanan to Masnisin is Karaban. Okay. So we said that's good with the first half of the statement. Ha tina chosman shetovas with the first half of the statement. Asa lafuke mid rabbanan, as we said, to exclude the shita rabbanan. The amrei af mishvua se yisomim ptura. That no, in chenami if he makes the statement, even the yisomim rapater v'nifras beloshua, and therefore v'asa Rabbi Shimon lemeimer no lo tifra el bishvua from the yisomim. That's the first part. But what about the second half of his statement? Eino tovas ksubasa, de maskana de milsa, the end of his words of Rabbi Shimon, lamai tanye, lafuke miman. What is that coming? What is that coming to lafuke what? Ella amar abaye, lafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer machlokto, kaloma. Lo tema Rabbi Shimon, don't say that Rabbi Shimon's going on akasav la neder shvua l'chude palig. He's not only arguing on that part. That was the first half of his statement. He's not only arguing on that. Ella akule milsa Rabbi Lezer ubenei machotopoli. He's arguing on that whole inyun there. Aresha v'seifa shmein hu dekamer Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan shmiashbia chosman shiirse. If you remember, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan held that whenever they want, they can make her swear. Let's make her swear on the business things, whatever. Shavua apatrapaya hecha delo patra mina neder shua. As long as he didn't say I'm patring you for shua neder, he can make her swear anytime he wants on these things, that his business dealings that she's taking care of. Vafilu shalobishas tfias ksuba, nothing to do with ksuba. She's not claiming her ksuba. Nothing to do with the ksuba. Ve'im patra mina shvua, but if she's patred from the shvua, then afilu yorshim ein mashbino sa kishinifrad mehem. Then if you're a fairish patr, then 100%, then she can't. They can't make her swear when she's collecting from them. Kediktani neder shvua ein li lo ali yashai etc. Ve'asar bishim lameimar. So he said the following. Now we're just summing up the whole statement of Rabbi Shimon. So says Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, kol zman shetavak ksubasa. When it comes to the ksuba, yorshim mashbino sa. But filu kasav la neder shvua. It doesn't matter. If you wrote neder shvua, it doesn't matter. Collecting a ksuba, the Yisomim can always make her swear. Even if the reason is neder shvua ain liyoshai, etc. Alecha doesn't matter. They can always still make her swear, and that's like habashaul. But ainah tovas ksubasa. If she's not coming to claim the ksuba, and rather she's they're coming to want to make her swear about business dealings, etc. Ena yoshim ashvin ala patray papaya, but shebechaye baala, any business dealings that she had done in the life of the husband, they cannot make her swear. Vafilu lo patra min ashvua de leisle de Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Shimon, therefore does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer machlokto. The amrina mashbia chosman sheir says they held that as long as it has to do with the business dealings of the father, as long as they can swear, they can make her swear any time. But again, Rabbi Shimon says no. Ain is not collecting zuba, no swearing. And that's the second half of the statement, and that's the end of that. Okay, new Mishnah. Hotzia get ve'ain imo ksuba. So what happens normally? And a woman, she wants to claim her ksuba in the case of a divorce, right? So what happens? So she has two things. She has a get that shows that she got divorced, and then the ksuba is like her contract, you know, that she collects with, like her, you know, the shtar. You know, you owe me money, here's, I have a ksuba, you have to pay me the money. So the Mishnah discusses what happens if she pulls out a get, you know, so says, look, I'm divorced from this man, and I want my money. He says, okay, fine, so where's your ksuba? And collects. He says, I lost it. I lost the ksuba. Right? Any maksuba, says Rashi at this point, kasal chadatak b'mirat avad shtar ksubasi. Then she says, I lost it. But I am divorced, here's my thing, I just... Okay, so, turn to Peites Amud Aleph. What's the din? Says the Mishnah, in fact, gova ksubasa. She can collect. She can collect even though she doesn't have the actual shtar. Okay, says Rashi, gova ksubasa, ve'eno yachol liton paraticha, ve'gzarti li shtar ksubasaich, ve'karasif. Okay, so what's a possible, obvious taina that he can claim? He could say, what are you talking about? You're claiming the your ksuba? Where's the ksuba? No, I lost it. Oh, very nice, you lost it. Of course you're saying you lost it. Because what really happened? Really happened is, you already came to me, you wanted me to pay ksuba, I paid you your ksuba, you gave me the shtar, and I tore it up, whatever, you know, I got back the shtar, the ksuba, and I tore it up, and got rid of it, and now you're coming, Kilu, oh, you never paid me, and oh, Ksuba, oh, I happen to have lost it, you know, very nice, of course, you, but that's not true, you know, I paid you already, and I took the Ksuba from you, ripped it up, that's why you don't have a Ksuba, because you lost it, and therefore I'm not paying you again. But Lemaisa, she could still claim her Ksuba. We don't listen to the Baal. We assume that tonight Ksuba Maisa Beistinu. So we'll see that is that fair? I mean, Lemaisa, she can. So we'll see that it's the Gemara is going to write way to begin like this. That it seems that he's allowed to. We give him though a Kabbalah, right? He has a receipt. So okay, fine. It's not like it's not fair. She can keep, you know, coming every day with her get and say, you didn't pay me, you didn't pay me, you didn't pay me, and he has to keep paying her. That's ridiculous. So obviously, she has to write him a receipt. But Delisa, she has a right to claim it, write him a receipt, and he has to hold on to receipt. So the thing is, that's how it looks like at this point. Okay, so she can collect, and okay, finished up Rashi. Mishum the Tanai Ksuba is a Maisa Beistin. The Chova, the Ksuba that he has to pay, that's what we call the Maisa Beistin. Who? Umehacha Nafkalam Ababa Matsiya, Hatoin Achar Maisa Beistin, Lo Amar Klum. That therefore, if you have a Maisa Beistin, you can't claim after that anything. You can't say it's paid or whatever. And calls Maisa Beistin command the Nakat Shtar Adami, because a Maisa Beistin is if you're holding a shtar, playing up a ksuba is called a Maisa Beistin, and therefore it's Ki'ilu, she's holding the ksuba in her hand, therefore he must pay, and he has to just hold on to his, again, at this point we think that, assume, you know, he's gonna of course have a receipt, and then he has to hold on to receipt, that's all, and make sure that she doesn't claim again, in at least in his lifetime.
So it happened earlier also. Chachila, she should have given the receipt. When,
yeah.
But he wants to claim she paid before she went to Beis Din.
Right.
You're saying the first time you use the Beis Din, which Kehila would be the second collection if she collected before. If you get a receipt, she would get a receipt in the first time. She should have given her a receipt in the first time.
Right.
Or he should have paid her for
a Beis Din. Right, right, right. Or so he can, so he's going to claim that I lost or whatever. He said, very nice. Okay, well, Maisa, it's your tough luck. Understand? Therefore, he has to pay.
They couldn't write on the get itself, the bar, and this was paid already.
Okay, well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. There's we do something even more than that. We rip it. We rip it to make sure it was in the case when she's coming just with the get, like in this case. So we do rip it so that she can't go and claim again.
That's always done, you know, that she can't use the get again for something.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, I'm saying.
No, not for the silver
purpose. Oh, you mean? Oh, even if it's not paid.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So next case is the opposite. What is that? She comes with a ksuba ve'eini maget. Okay, so she's coming out. She comes to the Beis Din. She says, "I don't have the get. We're divorced. But I don't have the get, but I have the ksuba, and I want to collect my ksuba." He omeris avad giti. Okay, so she says it's not like I, did what we said in the previous thing. You know, I paid off the you know, I didn't have my ksuba, and then I only had my get, and it was paid, and they ripped it. You know, and I don't have it anymore. I said, no, that's not what happened. I just lost my get. You know, I have my ksuba. Here's my ksuba, and I have my get somewhere. I don't know. I just lost it, and I want to collect. No, it's not like it's not what you think happened. You know that I went to the first. I went already to Beis Din, and I without my ksuba, and this is my get, and it was paid to me, like we saw in the first half that you pay a woman in such a case, and then they ripped it up. And no, that's not what happened. They didn't rip it up. I just lost it, and here's my ksuba. So that's what she's claiming. He says nothing doing. He says the opposite. He says who omer avad shavri, okay? Meaning no, exactly what you say didn't happen. That is what happened. In other words, you first came to me the first time without a ksuba, just with your get, okay? And then you claim, like we saw in the first part of the Mishnah, the first pay statement of the Mishnah, that you can collect like that, and that's what happened. You collected just with your get, and then they ripped it. Whatever, and now you're coming back again, and then you and I paid you a shovar, you know, like we said, and he gets a receipt, and he got a receipt, but then what happened? And then now you want to collect again, so you're pretending, you know, that you lost your thing, and now you're pulling out the ksuba you had or found or whatever your ksuba, you're pulling it out, and you're saying lost, you know, and he's saying nothing doing. It was you came the first time with your get, it was ripped. Now you're pulling out the ksuba and you want to collect the second time. Where's my receipt? Like Ellie said before, even at the first, he gets the receipt. So where's your receipt? He says, I lost my receipt. I lost it. But okay, so now that's case number one. Similarly, v'chein balchov shotzi shtarchov v'einimo pruzbo. Okay, similarly, guy's coming, Malvin Alove, right? The Malva comes to Alove and says, okay, here's the shtar, pay me up. So he says, I'm not paying you. He says, why? He says, well, Shemitah passed, and I don't have to pay you. So he says, no, but I wrote a prosbul, says the Malva. So he says, excuse me, where's your prosbul? He says, I lost it. But I did write a prosbul. So what's the din? In those two cases, Hare Elu lo yiparu. In both these cases, they can't collect. In other words, the lover doesn't have to pay the guy unless he pulls out the prusbo, and in fact, the husband doesn't have to pay the wife unless she pulls out the get, which she claims she lost. In both these cases, they can't collect. Rabbi and Shimon ben Gamliel omer mina sakana ve'elech ein govak subasa shelo beget isha, excuse me, govak subasa shelo beget and ubalchov govak shelo pruzbol. However, in a time of sakana, when the goyim said we can't keep our mitzvahs, so it was a danger to keep these any Jewish documents around. Okay, so in such a case, we then believe her that she doesn't have her get, because they used to, as soon as they get the get, they used to, in Achanami, right away get rid of it, because it was a Jewish document, and so to a prusbul. So in those cases, we then do believe them, because it's very possible that she doesn't have the get and even the prusbul, because of the decrees of the goyim. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, we did the first Rashi. Aved Giti, that was the next case, right? Shelo hotseisiv alav ligvot ksubasi al yado. It's not like I used it already and to collect, like we saw in the first case, the Mishnah. You know, if you don't have, you only have your get, you don't have a ksuba, as we said, kedetnan gova ksuba. So no, that's not what happened. Velo karobes, and they didn't like rip it up. Elavad bimeni, I have it, I had it, whatever. Just not like I collected and they ripped it and stuff. No, I didn't. I just lost it. Behu omer, no. He says, "Avad Shovri, Kfar Hotseisa Bebezin." V'amar, you already took it out. You know, you took out your get in the first time, and you collected, and you said, "Avad Shtar Tzubasi." And at that point, the first time, you know, you took me to Bezdin to collect. You didn't have your ksuba in your hand. You just had the get in your hand, and you said that I lost my ksuba. V'gabu Bezdin haksuba al pi get, and then therefore, like we saw in the first part of the Mishnah, then that's what happened. You collected the ksuba money without using the ksuba, just with the get v'karu, and in fact they ripped it. Vili nichtav shovar al ksuba, and then they wrote me a receipt because I paid. Very nice. Sheim totsi yod al yoshai shtar ksuba v'tavoi ligvot mikoach almanos lomar lo anisgarashti v'lo parati shovar leed v'avad himeni. Meaning that he still needs the receipt's very important, because in case you want to claim not against me, because as we see in the next, we saw in the next case, it doesn't work just collecting without a, we have to have the get. So he said, fine, but a get is only upon divorce, right? But let's say he dies. Then you don't need, there's no get. She collects a ksuba without a get, through death. So forget about the, let's say she collected and they ripped up the get. He still needs the ksuba. He still needs the receipt, because his kids, let's say he dies, you know, and then she's going to go back to the kids and say, pretend that she never got divorced, and now collect with the ksuba that she didn't, Kilu didn't have the first time. Now she's going to use it on the Yorshim and say, my husband died, and so he comes to the Yorshim and please pay. You know, upon his death, you have to pay ksuba also. So therefore, he has, but he says, I was given a receipt, but I lost it. V'chein bal chov shotzi shtar chov, same thing. Achar shvis v'ein imo k'prusbul, he doesn't have k'prusbul. Zeh omer hashmitzato shvis v'zeh omer prusbul ayali. Right, so the borrower says, "I'm not paying you." The shmita canceled it. The lender said, "No, I had a prusbul, but I just lost it." Ayali shelo tashmitenu shvis v'avad, but it was just lost. Harelu lo yiparu. So in Nachanami, these two cases of the woman who says she lost her get, and here in the case of the guy that says he lost his prusbul, they cannot collect. Chayshin and Shema kvar gavta beget. We're afraid that in Nachanami she already did collect the first time with the get, that she says now she lost. Vezei shmita, and in fact maybe shmita really did wipe it out because he really didn't have a prusbul. We have to be choshev for that, and therefore they don't have to pay. However, mina sakana shegazru of the chochavim al hamitzvahs vayu yireim lishmor gitayim, that they made a decree, so they didn't want to keep their gitin, and umisha kibalato sorfato, they would, as soon as they get it, burn it immediately. V'chein the prusbulehim, the same thing. Rashi now explains what is a prusbul. B'meseches gitin mefarash v'perek hasholeach get hilal tihitkin a prusbul kadei shalot tishamet shviz. He made this about this concept of prusbul so that shmita shouldn't wipe out the chovot. Why? How does it work? Shemoser shtarasav lebeisdin, that he gives the lender kiilu, like he gives his shtaras to beisdin to collect. Sheyigbu min alove chovo kozman sheitpenu. Anytime they want to collect it, you can collect it. the hashta lo karinan bay lo yigos. So therefore, now you don't have the iser of collecting after debts that Shemitah canceled. She'ino tova klum, because he's not claiming anything from him. Ela habasin tova, it's the basin. He gave kilu ishtaris the basin, so like the basin is collecting. Shifkirin haya hefker, because they're allowed to make things hefker. Hefker basin hefker. Vehem yordim lenachasam, and therefore they can go and take away his stuff. They have a right to do that. Okay. Let's get started a little bit. Next part's complicated. Okay. So the Gemara says, Shmamina kosvim shovar. The ein kosvim shovar lechush dilma mafkala liksubasa vigabyaba. Okay, so it seems to be based on the first part of the Mishnah, right? We said if she doesn't have a ksuba and she's only coming with her get and says, yeah, but I don't have the ksuba, but you know, here's the get, we're divorced and I just want to collect my ksuba, then we said gova ksubasa. So she's allowed to collect just without a ksuba. However, we see from here that kosvim shova, that is all machloikis about this whole concept of kosvim shovar. Although that's in a classical case of somebody Reuven lends Shimon money, and then Reuven comes to collect the money from Shimon. He says, I don't have the contract, I lost it or whatever. Shimon's not arguing, he's not saying, I know you never but lent me, you know, 100%, I borrowed the money, everything, but he says, I don't want to pay you. He says, why not? He says, because I'm not paying, and then tomorrow you're going to find the contract and collect from me. So then Reuven says, don't worry about that, and I'll give you a receipt. See, till you paid, so you know I can collect again. So the shaila is: can Reuven say that, or can Shimon say, "No, I don't want the responsibility of having to watch the my receipt that from mice that used to eat receipts and stuff. So I don't want to have that responsibility and forget it. No contract, no payment. So it's a machloikis. Kosvim shovar ain't kosvim shovar. You know, does he have a right to say that? Says, look, no contract, no, I'm not paying because I don't want to have to write ain't kosvim shovar. Or say, no, kosvim shovar, you do write shovars, and he has to pay. No, let's get a shovar. Let's not watch it. It's a machleikim. Okay, so it seems to be from the beginning of this Mishnah that kosvim shovar. Why do you name kosvim shovar? Lichush dilma mafka laksuba samagavyaba. That if she's collecting again over here without a ksuba, at the first case in the Mishnah, she doesn't have a ksuba, she's collecting. So it's the fact that we're saying, yeah, she can do that, she can collect. It seems that, you know, the Mishnah's holding that kosvim shovar, and otherwise, if he doesn't get a shovar, and we're making him pay, we're afraid that she can come collect a second time. So therefore we see that that's a problem, because that's not how we paskin. So this is basically a question, the Gemara's questioning. How could this be? We don't paskin like that. We paskin that ain't kosvim shovar. So how is that going to work out with the Mishnah? That's the Gemara's question. Okay, so let's finish up. See Rashi. Shma mina. Midiktani, it says, gzova ksubasa, but see you get that you collect the ksuba by taking out the get without the ksuba. We're not worried about anything underhanded taking place over here. That she's gonna, you know, come to another basin and collect, pull out the ksuba and collect again. And then she's gonna pull it out, and again, she can't collect. Really, she can't collect second time in his lifetime, because she's going to have the get again in her hand, and the get's ripped up. So from the first payment, but okay, but forget about the get. Then after he dies, she just wants to collect a second time after he dies. The havadai, but Torah, as we say, gerusha lo hadre gabia, that can't be. The hakarina legita, as we said, the get is ripped up, so she can't collect a second time in his lifetime. The chi hadre amafka leksubasa below get tnan masnis in harei lulo yishperu. I was in the next round. You can't collect if she has only the ksuba and no get. So that's not what we're worried about. Umiyu havalala mecha shehitam teen ashimu. We're worried that she has the ksuba in her hand and the get not. Fine, so she'll wait till he dies. V'tikbe v'toras almana, and then she collects as an almana. So midalochaisha, so we don't see, we see we're not choshes for that. He has to pay, and that's that. Because vim shover al kochach shalove, that you, even if the love is not interested, I don't want to have to guard the show, still you do so. Ve'eni yachol lishtamet lishtamet lashmit atzmo lomar say lo pare ad shechzir lishtamet. Ari, no, I'm not going to pay until you get me the star. He can't say that. Shemet achzor v'totzieni. He can't say such a thing. Ela omrim lo. We say no. Para, you pay. I, no, you don't worry. You pay, but you'll get your receipt, and you have to watch it. Who yichtov lecha shover? Who plukta he in Baba Basra? And the kaimalan command amar ein kosvim. So here's the problem: we paskin like mander ein kosvim. Lefishinim tzazeh sarich l'shomer shover minach barim. We don't have to have the guy have to watch his receipt from achbarim, and therefore we paskin ein. So that's the Gemara's question. So how does that shtim over here, which seems to be mashma clearly that you do have to write a shomer?